I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On this Wednesday, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, welcome in. I'm not guaranteeing that I'll stand for the entire 4 hours.
You'll stand up. He'll stand up. It'll be anarchy.
Day two of a standing radio show. But I yesterday said I would stick it out, and I was exhausted by the end. Today, we might do a little bit of sitting and standing. We'll see.
I think you should do that, by the way, in all sincerity, because we're not pushing through any sort of adversity wall here. We're just a couple of pudgy radio hosts trying to work through the day.
Yeah.
I think you do what you're comfortable with at your own pace.
Not just any day, Danny. Your birthday.
Day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. They stopped being fun when I turned 30.
That fun at like 29, 28 where I am?
You could, because you could still celebrate with impropriety. In other words, you could still kind of do something fun, get a little too drunk, have a little too much fun, stay out too late, be hungover.
Weekend. Don't pretend like you won't.
No, I am. But it's now inappropriate. Now I'm just kind of the sweaty older gentleman who's, you know, just sort of shouldn't really be there. It's a younger man's game, this partying. But they stopped being fun a little while ago, and now it's just, oh, cool. Just another one. Sweet. My joints hurt.
You doing anything tonight?
Not tonight. Tonight I've asked for quiet, cool darkness to be by myself to play video games. I will have a nice din-din on Friday. That'll be the day. That'll be the day I get it done.
Well, good for you. Happy birthday.
Danny. Happy birthday, Danny.
What is that from, Tom?
Remember when I said happy birthday, New Year?
Oh, yeah.
At the
end
of the year last year?
Why did you do that?
I was trying to say happy birth of a new year, then also happy New Year, and I said both.
New Year?
Happy birthday, New Year to you.
Yeah, it was pretty much as bad as it's ever sounded by me. That along with when I didn't remember Channing Poole's name.
And when you said that Jeremy Maclin was the scariest eagle when he wasn't an eagle.
But see, that was just stupid. That's different than making like grave verbal mistakes where you put a bunch of sentences together that don't make any sense.
I don't think we should focus on these things on your birthday.
Thank you very much.
Today
happy
is a
birthday.
Shut up, Danny.
Hey,
shut up.
Today's a Danny-free ribbing day,
I think.
Can we do that?
Yeah!
You are plenty of fun, Rouye.
New year.
We will not... Tom is not playing along, obviously. He's already in control of the sound machine.
I mean, Daugherty said it was incomplete. I mean, We don't know what a catch is on the show. You don't know what ribbing is.
How about this?
What?
I'm not going to be mean to you at all today.
Thank you, my friend Grant Paulson.
All day long for 4 hours.
Hey.
At any point, if you just want to throw out the rundown and talk about something crazy, just Game of Thrones for an hour, whatever.
No, I'm not going to sandbag the show.
You could talk about Game of Thrones for an hour.
Game of Thrones.
People seem very excited. Hour 20, apparently, the finale. Next weekend, I heard.
Yeah.
That's like a movie.
This mini-season finale.
That's crazy.
I love it.
Big blockbuster trade. Let's start with that.
Huge.
Cavs, Celtics, two best teams in the East. Already pretty fierce rivals. This now launches into a stratosphere where it's one of the best rivalries in sports. And they open the season playing one another on October 17th this year. I already can't wait for that game.
I couldn't believe this trade went through.
Me either.
When I saw the notification, I could not believe it.
So I was on, actually, the field turf at Hayfield High School, running routes, playing football yesterday with a bunch of friends.
All right.
We get off the field, and I check my phone, and someone said, how about this Kyrie trade? My first thought is, okay, where do I think he went? And then when I see it's Boston and it's involving Isaiah Thomas, I was blown away. The Cavaliers get Isaiah Thomas, forward Jay Crowder, center Ante Zizic. I'm going to botch that all day long.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Brooklyn's unprotected first-round pick from Boston, and save $29 million in tax, which no one's talking about, by the way.
Oh, I'm talking about.
Which is a huge, huge deal in the NBA.
If this new GM in Cleveland, whose name I can't get right either, we're talking about names we can't get right. If I'm the owner, if I'm the guy that loves sans serif and crazy fonts, if I'm Dan Gilbert, I am giving this man a hug every day. What would you like today? Can I get you a Danish? Can I fetch you some coffee? What a masterstroke.
Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Zizic, the Brooklyn unprotected first-round pick, and you're saving $29 million. Boston gets Kyrie Irving, who will wear number 11 because number 2 is retired in Boston, Red Auerbach. 2 years and a player option on the back end of this deal, so 3 years and $60 million left on his deal. So the Celtics get a perennial all-star at 25 years old. Cleveland gets a point guard, a forward, a center, a first-round pick, and saves $29 million. There's a lot to look at with this deal. Let's start with Cleveland's package back. Thomas is coming off of a year where he had a 29.6 assist average and played 34 minutes a night. He became one of the most enjoyable and entertaining players in the NBA to watch because of his size. But he does have a right hip injury he's coming off of. And the Celtics did admit that part of why they were willing to trade him was that injury. He is also a free agent at year's end.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I love this deal for Cleveland. If he has a great season, balls out, him and LeBron love playing with each other, and he wants to come back, then LeBron might be more likely to stay around in Cleveland. That said, if he doesn't play well, if the injury does linger, if the hip is a problem, at the end of the year, he's off the books, which is an invaluable commodity in basketball. And then if LeBron leaves, you've got $29 million more to play with in terms of tax. You've got this unprotected first-round pick to completely start your rebuild. Jay Crowder's contract is one of the friendliest in basketball.
It's one of the best values in sports.
People don't really talk about Jay Crowder. He's a perimeter defender who's 27 years old, averaged 14 points and 6 rebounds a game. He is just a gritty type guy. But this is a player last year whose cap number was 6.8. In the next 2 years after, he's going to be 7.3, 7.8 million, 2 years left on his deal.
Bargain.
And then Zizic was the 2016 first-rounder, 20-year-old out of Croatia, who people think has some upside. I don't know how you can't look at this deal and be stunned with what Cleveland
this did. This is, again, I said the word is masterful. This is as good a deal for an organization as you will ever find. Because here's the backdrop. Context matters in this thing, maybe more than in most deals. Keep in mind, you have this flat earther, this guy who cares more about his brand, who to me is a loser. I'm talking about Kyrie Irving, who wanted out. This is Scottie Pippen wanting to leave Michael Jordan in the midst of constant finals runs. I will never forgive this, by the way. Whatever. Put my opinion aside. Kyrie Irving wants out. You also are operating under the specter of a lot of acrimony with the front office, ownership, and LeBron James, who is threatening to leave. You may not buy it. You may think it's just him crying wolf. Know that they're operating with the belief that LeBron James could absolutely be gone after this year.
I believe he's going to be gone.
It is a reasonable position. Some people don't. Some people do.
What do you think? More likely or not that he's a Cav next year?
I think he's still a Cav. I think he's really out. But again, an argument can be made either way. I think he's using all the leverage he's got to show his displeasure. But I think ultimately
because
he stays.
I don't think that the fan base or that Cleveland will be as upset with him this time because Dan Gilbert will be the villain, and I think he knows that.
Yeah, you may be right. You may be absolutely right about that. But just bear with me. He could leave, and if he does, you need to have a rebuild. Enter that first-round pick that's unprotected from the Brooklyn Nets that they wouldn't give up, Boston wouldn't, to get Jimmy Butler to try to put themselves over the top during the regular season. But I digress. You set yourself up that way. You also have one of the cheapest contracts for a good player in sports in Jay Crowder. Now, what you also did was found a way to keep yourself at the top of basketball this year. Everyone thought when you lose Kyrie Irving, you're going to get somebody from some loser team like Phoenix. You'll get some young player back who's just going to be okay. Or he'll have to go to the Knicks and you'll get some mediocre asset. But you're never going to get you'll get 10 cents on the dollar. They got a dollar for a dollar in Isaiah Thomas and a piece that they desperately needed in Jay Crowder. That is the player that they needed. This is a rich man's Iman Shumpert, 40% three-point shooter, lockdown defender to take pressure off of LeBron. They needed Jay Crowder this past year.
And potentially a very high lottery pick.
Yeah, and you get a top five pick because the idea that Brooklyn's going to be better, that's adorable. They're still going to stink. Okay, that's a top five pick. From Boston's perspective, and the $30 million of luxury tax savings to boot, by the way. Again, a masterstroke.
Right.
Boston's perspective, they dealt from a position of strength here. They've got a lot of young pieces that they were going to count on anyway. Their new core was already going to be Gordon Hayward, and Al Horford and some other young pieces, the Jaylen Browns of the world, the Marcus Smarts of the world, et cetera. This whole thing for Boston came about because they didn't want to pay a 5'9 point guard they think is an injury risk max money when he gets north of 30, which is coming pretty soon. After this 29-year-old season he's about to have, they didn't want to have that conversation. This removes that conversation from their plate. They get a 25-year-old Kyrie Irving for a couple years at a relatively affordable contract given today's
maybe
NBA climate.
Maybe three,
with the player option. They didn't want to have the Isaiah Thomas conversation, so they took it off their plate. Boston dealt from a position of strength here. They've got these extra first-round picks. So I don't love the deal for Boston. I get it. Smaller point guards typically don't age well. Guys that take all the physical abuse that Isaiah Thomas takes, because, again, he's so small, getting into the lane, running him off the screens and playing defense for all these different times. It's not a deal that made Boston that much better. They're getting better was getting Gordon Hayward.
Well, they're
changing
getting
their
better
dynamic.
In addition to that is if the Cavs implode next year. If that contract comes off the books and Thomas leaves and LeBron's out, now Boston's the best in the East.
Because Isaiah wants max money, and
yes.
Boston does not want to give it to him, and that's what this was about.
If this leads to LeBron leaving Cleveland, then it was a masterstroke by Boston to get better while you ruined Cleveland's chances of sustained excellence. But I think it's too early to say if that's going to happen or not. They didn't really close the gap, in my opinion, with the Cavaliers, though. I mean, in a seven-game series in an Eastern Conference final, Cleveland is still unequivocally the favorite. I want to go back, though, real quick to your Kyrie Irving point, because I actually disagree with it. We got into this debate when he originally asked for a trade a month ago. Now, where I give you credit is you are not a person that bashes Kevin Durant when he goes to Golden State to win a championship.
Correct.
You've never really bashed these guys for that. I think the people that do that and also say what you say, which is that Kyrie Irving is a loser and took the easy way out, those are two opposite things. And so to me, they're oxymorons, and you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah, this is not the easy way out, certainly.
Absolutely not. I respect what Kyrie Irving did because he wants to play first fiddle on a championship-level team. Just like I don't dislike or and I respect to some extent what Kevin Durant did, because there's a lot of pressure on you when you go join the super team.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to deliver and win a championship, and he did. But I don't think you can hate Kevin Durant for going to Golden State, LeBron for going to Miami, and hate Kyrie Irving for not being comfortable just being a passenger. When everyone sits there and says, oh, shut up, you're not as good as John Wall. Oh, you're not as good as this guy. You're just winning titles because of LeBron. And he's saying, I want to get mine. I want people to know that I'm one of the five best players in the NBA, which I don't think he is for the record. But that's his opinion, and I think he's going to get a chance to go prove that now. Last point I'd make is Boston's fabric has completely changed.
Overnight.
The Celtics were a team that worried me because they were grimy, and they would kind of beat you up, and they were physical. The core of that team was your Olynyk nonsense and guys getting into it with Oubre. They are now a lot more flash and shooting than they were.
Yeah. I love Gordon Hayward, and that's an upgrade over Jay Crowder. However, you lose Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, two of the toughest sons of guns that walk this earth in terms of basketball. Think about the hell that Avery Bradley put the
they
Wizards guards through.
Marcus Smart, who's like the A version of that type, like in terms of what that core
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he's still a complete pain.
But they are short on that group of guys now.
Those two perimeter defenders are outstanding, and they're playing for other teams. That is the sneaky part of this whole thing. They had to change overnight. Now, Brad Stevens is a genius. If he's not the best coach in the league, he's top five. It's still probably Popovich, and then everybody else is kind of chasing him. But Stevens is excellent. Boston will be fine. They may finish with the one seed overall if LeBron takes a bunch of games off or whatever. They're the top two seed. They just kind of flipped and flopped right there. But this was about more than just this year for both of these teams.
Let's open up the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the number to call us. Whose side of the deal do you like more? Cleveland, Thomas Crowder, Zizic, first round unprotected, $29 million in tax. Boston, Irving for potentially three seasons. How big is the gap from Cleveland to Boston in the East, one and two teams? You'd imagine in that conference as of yesterday. Did it change at all? Did the pecking order change? And how excited are you for October 17th when those two teams meet in the opener? 800-636-1067. Talking about the blockbuster trade in the NBA on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.